From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In London, President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair strongly condemned today's terrorist attacks on a pair of British targets in Turkey. Bombs exploded outside the British consulate and at a London-based bank in Istanbul, killing at least 27 and wounding nearly 450. The attacks seemed timed to coincide with Mr. Bush's state visit to the United Kingdom. But both the president and the prime minister said they would not be deterred from fighting terrorism around the world. In the first of two reports from London on the president's visit, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The pictures of the carnage in Istanbul were on the television early in the morning in London, casting a somber mood over already serious talks scheduled between the president and the prime minister at No. 10 Downing Street. At a joint news conference, Blair spoke first, expressing sympathy for the British and Turkish victims of the attack, calling it a reminder of the evil terrorists pose to innocent people everywhere.
Once again, we must affirm that in the face of this terrorism, there must be no holding back, no compromise, no hesitation in confronting this menace, in attacking it wherever and whenever we can, and in defeating it utterly.
Blair and President Bush said the U.S. and the United Kingdom are committed to the fight against terrorism. President Bush, in expressing his condolences, noted that this was the second attack in Istanbul in the past week. As the two men spoke during the noon hour, the number of injured and dead was only beginning to be compiled. Many were still missing.
I don't know the nature of the casualties today, but I do know the nature of the casualties in the recent attack in Istanbul. More Muslims died in that attack. These are Al-Qaeda killers killing Muslims, and they need to be stopped, and we will stop them.
There has been speculation that British interests were targeted in Turkey to send a message to Great Britain that there is a cost to standing with the United States in the war on terror. Blair dismissed that idea.
There may be some who think that Britain would gain from standing back from this struggle. Even some who believe that we, the United States and our allies, have somehow brought this upon ourselves. Let us be very clear. America did not attack Al-Qaeda on September the 11th. Al-Qaeda attacked America, and in doing so, attacked not just America, but the way of life of all people who believe in tolerance and freedom, justice and peace.
Blair, whose popularity at home has suffered as a result of his strong backing of President Bush on the war in Iraq, went on to say that this latest attack violently underscores the need to continue that mission.
Because it is in a free, democratic, and stable Iraq that not just the violence, but the wretched and backward philosophy of these terrorists will be defeated and destroyed.
President Bush was asked about Iraq and seemed to open up the possibility that the U.S. troop presence there could actually grow. But later, a senior administration official clarified that statement by saying the plan is for troop levels to decline as more security operations are turned over to Iraqis in the coming year. During their meeting, the president and the prime minister also covered a pair of topics on which they disagree. U.S. tariffs on foreign steel, recently ruled illegal by the WTO, and Blair's call for British citizens being held at Guantanamo Bay as military combatants to be returned to Britain. Neither issue was resolved. Near the end of the session with reporters, the president was confronted with a blunt question which took note of large demonstrations by people angry about his presence here.
What is your conclusion as to why apparently so many free citizens fear you and even hate you?
I'd say freedom is beautiful. It's a fantastic thing to come to a country where people are able to express their views.
Why do they hate you in such numbers?
I don't know that they do. All I know is that people in Baghdad, for example, weren't allowed to do this up until recent history.
The president said he understands that people don't agree with war, but said he hopes they see what the war has accomplished. Mr. Bush's state visit to the United Kingdom continues through tomorrow. He'll leave London and the protests, traveling to Blair's home district, the northeastern English town of Sedgefield, before returning to Washington tomorrow night. Don Gagne, NPR News, London.